British children in South Africa, Canada, and the United States exchange Christmas greetings with their parents in Britain. And a Merry Christmas, everyone.
From the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in Toronto.
And from all of us here in the BBC studios. And what about you, Cape Town? Well, New York, it seems that Cape Town aren't on the circuit yet, so will you take it back?
Thank you very much. Christmas greetings from NBC here in Radio City, New York. Here are the voices of British children exchanging greetings with their parents. Children and parents are thousands of miles apart, but through radio, they will be reunited for a few moments of warm words of Christmas cheer. For the first portion of this program, we'll hear from children in the United States. Then we'll hear from kiddies in Cape Town, South Africa. Finally, children in Canada will be heard. Now, first in New York, Roy Rich in London, we have 10-year-old Edgar Gordon.
Well, thank you, George. And here in the studio in London with me are Mr. and Mrs. Gordon waiting to talk to Edgar. Mr. Gordon?
Hello, Edgar.
Hello, Father.
How are you, boy?
I'm very happy. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, Edgar, and to all the folks over there.
Just
everybody all right?
Edgar, just a moment. Don't shout so much, Mr. Gordon.
Everybody all right?
Okay. Yes, Aunt Emmy and Nina and Fred and all everybody over here sends you your love.
And we are sending them ours. Now tell me, Edgar, have you had your report from school yet?
Not yet. I hope it's a good one.
Well, so do I. And I must tell you, your letters are a lot better than they used to be. Tell me, is your school having a winter camp?
No, not this year. But there are big fields at the school and we can sleigh and throw snowballs. I think it's going to be just as fun.
Well, I hope so. I'm sure it will.
Mr. Gordon, what about Mrs. Gordon? Edgar, here's your mummy.
Hello, Edgar.
Hello, Mother.
I'm awfully thrilled to hear your voice.
I have new tracks for my train.
Oh, have you? That's lovely. What other presents did you get, dear?
I got some paints from Nina.
Yes?
And I got some soldiers in the tracks from Fred.
Oh, that's marvelous. And Auntie Flora, what did she give you?
Well, Nina and Fred and I are going to the country after this to celebrate Christmas up there.
Oh, that's marvelous. Tell me, what did you give the folks?
Well, I gave Fred some ties, and I gave Nina a candle holder I made.
Good.
I send my love to Eva.
Thank you.
I hope she's feeling well.
Oh, yes, she is. Well, give my love to everybody, too, and particularly to Cousin Flora, and tell her what a wonderful woman she is.
And here's her daughter to say goodbye to you, Edgar.
Well, okay. Edgar, I want to say goodbye to you. It's been a real Christmas tree to hear you, and I hope you keep well. And give my love to all the folk, and particularly to Cousin Flora. Tell her she's just grand. Goodbye, Edgar.
Bye-bye, Father.
Thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Gordon. Now we have a young lady who's age 11. Her nickname is Paddy. She's from the north of Ireland, Patricia Jane Sims.
And Mr. and Mrs. Coe, are you ready in Belfast?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, Belfast.
Hello.
Hello, Mommy.
Hello, darling. Christmas greetings to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Isn't it just marvelous to be able to really say it to you?
What? Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Isn't it lovely? Your Christmas parcel arrived and we kept it to open this morning.
Oh, what, wonderful. What? You got it.
Yes, we had it, and we kept it this morning, and we just loved the contents.
Oh.
I loved my stockings.
Oh, wonderful.
Have your Christmas presents arrived?
No, they haven't, not yet.
Oh, what a shame. Well, I hope they do quite soon. Shall I tell you what they are?
Yes.
Well, it's a photograph of Daddy and myself. I thought you'd like it.
Oh, how wonderful.
And we did love your snaps.
Oh.
Aren't they lovely?
Yes, they are.
Isn't your new hat smart?
Oh, yes.
What colour's your new velvet dress?
It's a blue.
Is it? Oh, we wondered. And who were the kind friends that gave you your new riding clothes?
Well, they were Mrs. Gwynn, and it was Mr. Gwynn's father that made this broadcast possible, and they wanted to send their Christmas greetings to all of you, and so does Paula.
Oh, lovely. Now Daddy has some messages for you.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Isn't that lovely to hear you?
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Tell me, are you being spoiled?
Well, probably, yes.
How are you? Tell me all about, did you go down to Madison Square Gardens and what did you think of it?
Oh, I thought it was so marvelous, all these horses taking these enormous, great big jumps, and oh, it was wonderful to see them doing it.
Really? I went and saw Trig for you yesterday, and I said you were broadcasting. All he did was bit my wristwatch.
Oh. How is he?
Oh, he's very fit, and he's still in his stable.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
We've got two lovely chestnuts down outside the paddock in the front field now, and you would love them if you were home.
Oh.
Tell me, is Paula back from Peru?
Oh, yes, she is. She came back, I think it was about 3 days ago.
How did you get to New York this morning?
Oh, Aunt Connie, Mrs. Gwynn, she drove me in the car. And...
Well, Mrs. Carroll, I think the time has come to butt in on Mr. Carroll and say goodbye to Pat.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Henry.
And
Auntie
Connie. Well, thank you very much, Mr. George. George, in New York, just before we go ahead, South Africa are with us now, so let's say Christmas greetings to him.
Oh, hello, Cape Town.
And we'll be with you in a couple of minutes.
Yes, fine and dandy. All right, now we move along to Robert Haskew, age 9, and Patricia Haskew, age 15. I'll put the microphone right between them, Roy.
All right, and back here in London again with me in the studio is Mrs. Haskew.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Isn't it lovely to hear you? What a present you've given us.
Did you get the...
What do you think of it all?
Isn't it wonderful?
George, break those two kids up.
I suppose you try it first, Robert.
What time did you get up this morning?
Oh, I guess around 6:45.
Well, tell us all about it.
What about the Christmas and everything?
Yes. What decorations do you use?
Oh, well, we've been putting up holly and pine branches all around the house. And yesterday morning I was busy decorating the tree.
How lovely. Have you got your stocking pups yet? No?
No.
Auntie Olive and Uncle Bill with you?
They're upstairs.
Well, Robert, give them our love.
Suppose we let Patricia talk for a minute now,
all right,
Robert.
Let's talk
all right,
over
Pat's
going to
talk.
Mr. Carroll.
All right.
Mr. Haskell.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Patty.
How are
My
you?
My God, isn't this wonderful, darling?
Oh, it's marvelous.
Makes you feel so much nearer to us, doesn't it?
It's wonderful.
Now, Brother and Auntie Nell are listening.
They are
to
good.
And ever so many friends.
Oh, that's
now,
good.
Tell
what
me,
about
Paddy.
Soldier brother up in Yorkshire.
Oh, yes, and don't forget the soldier brother, Dick.
Hello, brother.
Paddy, darling, tell me, what other photos are you going to send us?
Oh, we'll send some more over. We've got lots here.
Have you got some of you playing hockey?
Well, we're sending over the picture of the team, the whole team.
The whole team, that's fine. And you in it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that lovely, girl? What are you doing in the scouts?
Well, this year I haven't had time to do much, but maybe I will now.
We're going to have the Girl Guides in the garden camping next summer.
Oh, you
all
are?
All arranged.
Oh, how lovely.
Have you any suggestions?
I don't think so. I'll write if I have.
Yes, do, because they're all so keen.
Well, Bob and Patricia and Mr. and Mrs. Haskew, here comes the bogeyman
God
to make up the party.
God bless you.
Say goodbye.
Bye,
to
Mommy.
Mrs.
Bye, Daddy. Goodbye, Daddy.
Goodbye. God bless you, Robbie and Patty.
Oh, thank you very much. That's the last of our children here in New York. I wonder if Cape Town is ready yet, Roy.
Hello, Cape Town. If you're there, will you come in? Hello, Cape Town. Hello, this is London calling Cape Town. This is London calling Cape Town. Well, George, do you think we'd better move on to Toronto and leave Cape Town till the end of the program?
Yes, I think so, Roy.
All right, let's take it over to Toronto, shall we?
Hello, Roy.
Hello, who's that?
Wick.
Oh, hello, Wick, how are you?
Merry Christmas, fella.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, now we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 little fellows here and one lady, so let's put the lady in first, eh?
Who is it, Margaret?
Margaret Ferguson, yes.
All right, now, is Glasgow standing by? I'm calling Mr. and Mrs. Ferguson in Glasgow.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Mummy.
Merry Christmas, Margaret.
Merry Christmas and a happy birthday.
Thanks very much. The same to you.
Oh, thank you. How's Anne?
Oh, Anne's fine. She's listening in the other room.
Oh, that's good.
She's watching Daddy and I.
Hello, Anne. Give Mummy a big hug and kiss, Mummy, won't you?
Uh-huh.
Will you send
Will you send my love to Grandma Ferguson, Robertson, and Ma Sloan?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
They'll all be listening in to you.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you getting on now?
Oh, I'm getting on fine.
Are you?
Did you get your Christmas presents?
Not yet. It'll be coming along, so.
Mm-hmm. We've got almost all ours except mine.
Oh, has yours not arrived yet?
No, it'll probably be this week, though.
Oh, yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and would you like to hear Daddy now?
Oh, yes, please.
All right. Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, it's delightful to hear you.
Oh,
I hear,
it's lovely.
I hear your school report was very good this year.
Well, I guess it is.
Well, you carry on the good work. Everybody's most anxious that you get on over by.
All right. And, Uncle Bob and Auntie May are in next door.
So I give them all our best wishes and thank them very much for looking after you.
All right. Everyone here sends their love to all the folks at home.
What about your music? What can you play now?
Oh, I can play lots of things.
Bluebells of Scotland.
Do they? Oh.
Yes.
Have you put on any more weight?
Oh, yes.
Well, I hope you're not wearing Auntie May's shoes instead of your own.
No, but I can't. Hers are too small.
Perhaps she's wearing yours.
What sort of a plaid skirt have you got on, Margaret?
Margaret. Hello.
Hello.
All the friends at Mount Florida School are listening in and send you best wishes, and also Jess Clear.
Mm.
She's now at Bella Houston Academy.
Would you send her my love?
Yes, I will.
I've got on my kilt now.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Does it still fit you?
Mm-hmm, it still does.
Just about it?
Uh-huh.
Oh? And what else have you got on with it?
I have on a white blouse.
Oh, short sleeves?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Ferguson,
well,
I think the time's come to say goodbye.
Yes, right, thanks.
Bye, Mommy, Daddy.
Goodbye, Margaret.
Yes, Roy.
Just before we go ahead, let's try once more for South Africa, shall we?
Right, well, yes, go ahead.
Calling Cape Town. Hello. Hello, Cape Town. Well, if you can hear me and can't answer back, we'll try again at 1550 GMT. Okay. George or Wick, who is that interrupting?
I think that's background from Cape Town, Roy. I wouldn't be too sure, though.
Well, if it is Cape Town and if you can hear me, will you be quiet for another 8 minutes? All right, Wick, on with your next sentence.
All right, Bill Welch is here. William Bill Welch. All right, Bill, you go right ahead into that one down there.
Hello, Mother.
Hello.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Billy.
Hello, Ma.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Ma.
Did you get your cable this morning?
No, I didn't.
Did you not?
No, no cable yet.
Oh, you will get it soon, son. And how are you spending Christmas Day?
Oh, pretty well.
That's fine. That's grand. And is Mr. and Mrs. Cunahan listening in?
Yes.
That's fine. Tell them I thank them very much, will you? Give
okay.
them my love.
Thanks.
How about the job, bro?
I'm working,
Daddy.
Ma.
Here's your dad to say a few words.
Okay.
Hello, son.
Hello, Dad.
How are you doing?
How do you like England?
Oh, nothing bad, you know. Just passing around.
Pardon?
Just passing around.
Oh, pretty good, eh? Where are you now, Dad? In London?
No, I'm in Glasgow, Bill.
No, I'm in Scotland now, just now, Bill.
You're in Scotland now, eh?
Yes. I'm home on holiday for Christmas.
Good for you, boy.
How are you getting on with the sports?
Oh, pretty good. No,
I see you've turned a rugby player.
Oh, yeah?
How about that job,
Bill? Dad, I'm working.
Are you?
Yes, I go to school, too, though.
You also?
That's grand.
What are you working at, Bill?
Oh, I work in a butcher's.
Billy, both your grannies are listening to you.
Yeah,
you better say Merry Christmas to them.
Merry Christmas, folks. Merry Christmas, everybody in Dundee and all over.
Here's a message from your Uncle Bill, Billy. He says, a Merry Christmas to Lady and all the family, and to you, Billy. Hope you're all well and having a happy time. He's listening to you, Billy.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Bill. Well, I gotta cut off now, Ma.
Okay, then.
All right, tonight. So long.
Cheerio, son.
Roy,
yes.
Here's a little lad here that's got a birthday and a Christmas at the same time. His name's Noel and his surname is Enright. Have you got anybody there you'd like to talk to him?
I certainly have Mr. and Mrs. Enright standing right at the back of me. Mrs. Enright.
Hello, Noel. How are you?
All right, thanks. How are you?
Many happy turns today, Noel.
Thank you.
How are you getting on?
Oh, not so bad, thanks.
Is Peter there?
Yes, he's right beside me here.
You say hello, Peter.
Hello, Mother and Dad.
Oh, hello, Peter. I didn't know we were going to speak to you today.
Well, it's quite a surprise.
Yes, I bet it is. How did you get in today? From Toronto?
From
pardon? Well, how did you
where?
Get in?
Pardon? Where? From where?
From Forest Hill.
Well, we drove down with Uncle in the new car.
You did? Oh, new yes. car. My goodness. Well, what's no. happening? You coming into a fortune or something? I say, give my love to Auntie Bonnie and Uncle Ted, will you? And
yes,
will you tell... Yes? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, will you tell Uncle Ted we got his letter this morning?
Mrs. Enright,
yes,
now
sir,
he's
ma'am.
Dying to talk and you won't let him.
Yes?
Go on.
Mother?
Yes?
We received your Christmas cards and cable this morning.
Oh, I'm glad, yes.
Thank you.
And we had the letter from Uncle Ted this morning.
Oh, yes, I'll come.
Will you tell him and the yes. photos?
Yes, okay.
How are you getting on the ice skating, Peter?
Fine, thanks, Mother.
And how's the job?
We haven't started the skating yet, but this year.
Haven't you?
To tell you the truth, it isn't snowing yet in Canada here.
Oh,
well,
wait a minute. Not
well, down in Toronto.
I say, you're letting out state secrets, Peter. You must be careful.
Well,
I say,
Mr.
all
Enright.
The people are listening. All the people
Mrs.
are listening.
Mrs. Enright, it's time for Pop
yes,
to come in.
Yes, all right.
Hello there, Noel.
Hello, Dad. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. And how are you?
Oh, not so bad. And Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you and a many happy returns today.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be 13 years old?
Well, I don't know. I don't feel much older.
You don't, eh? Well, how are you, Peter?
Fine, thanks, Dad. How are you?
Oh, great.
That's good.
And how are you doing at school?
It's pretty well. I'll send you a report when I get it now.
That's the idea.
Mr. Enright, you wanted to know about Pat Callahan.
Oh, yes. Noel, did you hear from Pat up in Montreal?
Yes, I did, Dad.
Is that marvelous, eh?
I heard from her mother, but I didn't hear from her yet.
Oh, well, you will sometime.
Yes.
And will you, when you go back home, say, Merry Christmas to Auntie Wanny and Uncle Ted?
Well,
And tell him I had a marvelous letter from him this morning.
Yes, sorry.
And tell him also to thank them a million for all they done for you.
Yes, well, I'm sorry. I have to go now, Dad.
Say goodbye, Mr.
Yes.
Well,
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Mr. and Mrs. Enright. Now, Robert Bob Simpkins is here, Roy. What about Mr. and Mrs. Simpkins?
Right in front of me here in London. Mr. Simpkins,
all
off
right,
you
Bob.
Go.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Merry Christmas, Dad. How are you?
How are you? All right, fine. Fine, lad.
I'm doing quite well.
We got your parcel, all right, for Christmas.
That's good. We got one from you, too.
Oh, have you got it? Good.
How's Mum?
Oh, Keegan fairly well now, Bob.
She's going to tell you about that herself in a minute, Bob.
Okay.
Dave is listening in.
And
he sends his best wishes to you, and we'll be writing.
Okay, how's he getting on at his work?
Oh, he's doing well, you know.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Expecting to join up next year.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not doing so badly over here.
You're not?
No, I'm doing fairly well at school. I wouldn't say exactly well. I haven't seen my report yet.
How about that scholarship?
With every hope, I get a scholarship next year.
That's great, Bob.
Now it's time to talk to Mama, I think. Mrs. Simpkins.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Mum. How are you?
Feeling much better, thanks, boy.
That's good. Well?
I know your mother wants to hear about the Sea Scouts, Bob.
How are you doing in the Scouts, Bob?
I'm doing fairly well. I'm running the Sea Scout troop now, and I'm doing fairly well, isn't it?
You asked me in a letter to get something for you. What was that? I couldn't make out what it was.
Well, I said that I'm running a Sea Scout troop now, and I'm doing fairly well.
Yes, but what was in that letter? You wanted a badge of some sort. What was it?
A badge?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I can't really remember.
Well, I can't get it for you, then.
No, Skipper.
What about those letters, Mrs.
Edna? Bobby, we don't get many letters from you.
So I've heard. I assure you that I'm sending them, but still, there you are.
Well, it's a long time to wait for some months, isn't it, boy? So do try and write more often, won't you?
Yeah. Tell me, have you had a visit from Pilot Officer Mitchell? He's a friend of ours over here, and he promised that he'd visit you.
No, we haven't seen anybody.
Well, look around. He'll probably drop in one day.
He'll be welcome.
I'm sure.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Simpkins, time's come, I'm afraid.
Well,
say goodbye.
Best wishes to you, Mr. and Mrs. Turner, Bob. Give me our best wishes, and here's for a peaceful new year.
Okay,
cheerio, Bob.
You.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, Bob.
Sure. Roy, how is Cape Town?
We're going to have one more try now to raise them. This is London calling Cape Town. Hello, Cape Town. Hello, Cape Town. Can you hear me? This is Roy Rich in London. Oh, there they are.
We want to send you all our heartfelt wishes on this Christmas day and to join our hopes with yours that the coming year will see our country's united effort successfully in overthrowing the forces of tyranny and evil. But in peace or war, Christmas Day is a pilgrim's day. And we in South Africa are lucky enough to have with us as Emma Gump, a couple of children who are spending their second Christmas tide in sunny South Africa. Today, four of them are calling home. Representative of the happy, healthy hundreds who have found a stricken, but temporary home in this land of ours. Ladies first of all. So here is 15-year-old Audrey Lamb, who is calling home to her people, Captain and Mrs. C.A. Lamb, 3 Fairfield Villa, up Holland, near Wigan, Lancashire.
Well, I'm sorry, Audrey, but either your mummy and David are in the studio, your daddy couldn't be there.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year to you all.
Mrs. Lamb, can you hear Audrey?
Yes.
Well, shout at her.
Yes, we're all having a nice time, and that it is not too cold. I'll have a nice time here, and in every way, in search of a long road.
Mrs. Lamb, if you don't shut Audrey up, you're not going to get a word in edgeways.
Happy Christmas, Audrey.
One of the famous ones, the 67%.
Hello, Audrey.
Audrey. Niagara.
I have got the courage of this sort of thing, and I spend quite a lot of my time doing them. I'm going to help Mrs. Benjamin work for session in the morning, and the other day she brought me a lovely evening dress.
Hello, Audrey. Audrey!
I don't think it's worth interrupting, Mrs. Lamb.
I think they can't hear me.
I'm sure I think I'm dancing. And I'm hoping to both of them be here again.
Hello, Audrey.
The fact that we can go to Sicily with our Christmas decorations, and we still seem to have friends and everything.
Hello, George.
I think perhaps Cape Town can't hear you. You can hear them, but they can't hear you.
I'm afraid so. I think we'd better let this go ahead.
Yes, just let them talk.
Yes, listeners in this country will understand that South Africa aren't receiving us. And the parents in those studios up in Manchester must listen to their children, I'm afraid. There's nothing we can do to stop this.
Hello, Audrey.
Hello, Mum.
Oh.
Are you there? Happy Christmas.
Well, sorry that we went on like that, but we didn't know there was a two-way. But at any rate, here's Audrey for you.
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Audrey. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You sound a very long way away. Are you having a good time?
Yes, I'm having a lot of fun, Dad.
You're still growing?
Pardon?
You're still growing, heavy?
Yes, I'm growing the wrong way, Dad.
Never mind, as long as you're growing. David here would like to say hello to you.
Hello, Audrey.
Hello. How's that?
Oh, fine. How are you?
I'm having a lovely time. I'm very well, thanks.
You certainly look grown up from your photographs.
Yes.
You'll feel it next week, too.
What?
You'll feel grown up next week.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Well, Mrs. Lamb and Audrey, I'm sorry to break this in, but we've lost time and there are lots more parents yet, so you'll have to say goodbye, I'm afraid.
Goodbye, Audrey. Happy birthday.
Goodbye. Mickey sends his love.
Well, bye-bye, David, and goodbye, Mrs. Lamb. And now, Mrs. Hazel and Eileen, up in Manchester. Is Alice waiting in Cape Town? Calling Alice Hazel in Cape Town.
Yes, Alice is here, waiting to speak to her mother.
Okay, off you go.
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Alice.
How are you keeping?
Fine.
It's been a long
way, well. It's a long way. Eileen's at the side of me.
Mrs. Hazel said, are you going away yet?
Yes.
When did you go away?
Yes. Eileen's here at the side of me.
Hello, Eileen.
Hello, Olive. How are you keeping?
I'm fine, Jane.
Are you still growing?
I've grown both ways.
Don't forget the photographs you promised.
I will. I might have grown up in them.
Daddy.
Pardon?
How's
Daddy? Oh, he's fine. He's going in the RAS, you know.
Okay, I'll tell him now.
Daddy's gone overseas, so he couldn't be here today.
I didn't
know. Never mind. So don't expect to hear from him.
Daddy?
Don't expect to have any letters.
No, send him my letter when you write him.
Yes, I hope he's listening.
think he is. Keep smiling.
Don't you worry.
Well, Mrs. Hazel and Olive, time's come. I'm afraid to say goodbye.
God bless you.
Goodbye, Olive.
Goodbye, darling. See you next.
And now to give the men of the party a chance, there is Ian Bravery, 11 years old, and he wants to book a personal tour all the way to South Wales for his mother and father, Mr. and Mrs. Bravery, 11 Plymouth Road, Barry Island, Glamorganshire. Here's Ian, Mr. and Mrs. Bravery.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, darling. How are you? How are you?
Hello, dear. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Is Daddy there?
Yes, Daddy's here.
Oh.
How are you spending Christmas?
Fun?
How are you spending Christmas?
Oh, very fun, please.
Is it hot?
I've had a lot of hot too.
What?
Had a lot of eat.
Oh? Yes, we have. What are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Pardon?
What are you going to do for the rest of the day? Are you going picnicking? Are you going picnicking?
Oh,
we had your Christmas letters.
Pardon?
We had your Christmas letters.
Oh, fine. Did you get the Christmas letters I sent you?
We've had the letters in the parcel. Not the parcel, though.
Oh.
The parcel hasn't come yet. That will come after.
Yes, yes. Did you say you got me a watch for Christmas?
Pardon?
You got me a watch for Christmas.
I can't hear.
You got me a watch.
Watch.
The watch?
Mrs. Shaw bought him a watch.
Oh, did you? Oh, that's lovely.
Well, Mr. and Mrs.
That's
Bravery, I'm sorry that we've got to hurry along.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Bravery and Ian, will you say goodbye?
Hello,
now?
Ian.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Ian. They're all listening in and send their love to you from here.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And finally, here are Mr. and Mrs. Fenwick, here with me in the studio in London, waiting to talk to Owen Fenwick in Cape Town.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, Owen.
Hello, Owen.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Have you received our letters?
Pardon?
Have you received our letters?
Couldn't
hear. Have you received our letters?
The mummy wants to know, have you received her letters?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's good. And have you been confirmed?
Owen got letters from you on Tuesday and also a cable, he said.
A cable? Oh, that's good. Oh, I am so glad.
Yes, and from Aunt Millie as well.
Have you? Oh, that's good. Do you like it? No?
Yes, thanks.
Don't you want to know about John and Nigel?
How are John and Nigel? Are they there?
John is fine, swimming.
Have you? That's good.
I swear in the, Nigel's caught by two. Two day a day.
Mrs. Fenwick, it's time for Pop to come in and say hello.
Yes,
Mr. Fenwick, come in.
Hello, Owen.
Speak up a bit, Mr. Fenwick.
What are you doing yourself today?
Oh, not.
Huh?
You're doing very well, aren't you?
Well? Granny doesn't seem to have anything to say.
Have you received Granny's letters?
Yes, sir.
And,
Party, sir.
What,
sir? We're going to a party this evening.
Are you? Yes. Oh, that'd be nice, won't it? Mummy's told Mr. Reynolds and all your school bells, they're all listening in.
Yes.
A lot of your friends.
Yes, sir.
Have you been from any cycle rides lately?
Pardon?
Have you been from any cycle rides lately?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Fenwick, I think it's time to say goodbye because I know Toronto and New York want to come in and say Christmas greetings to everybody. Yep. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Owen.
Bye,
goodbye,
Owen.
My love to John and Nigel. And many happy Christmas Day to John.
Right. Now, Wick in Toronto.
Yes, Roy.
Come in and say your goodbyes, will you?
Goodbye.
I certainly will. I think we'll say goodbye from everybody here. How about that, eh?
Do that.
Merry Christmas. Go ahead. Everybody.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
And a Merry Christmas to all of you in Canada. Is New York there?
Yes, Roy. Here we are.
Hello, George.
We hope to sing a Christmas carol for you, but I'm afraid we haven't time. So instead, I think I'll have all the children just say goodbye now.
Well, why not come around the microphone and say goodbye to the kids?
All right.
Hello, South Africa. South Africa, here are all your parents and all the parents in the studios all,
right,
all over Great Britain.
We'll
you all say goodbye, now. Kids?
Mr.
Say goodbye,
Bobby
now.
Gordon.
Goodbye.
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 We've brought you the children of the British families speaking from Toronto and New York and Cape Town, South Africa. This is George Hicks speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.